Hey guys, it's me, your boy Nacho Stone. Yeah, you already know my schedule. Shit, don't act surprised. So, a lot has happened. A lot. Well, I got bumped up to a manager position, which was, seeing my paycheck, I'm pretty fucking happy. I just been focused more on that because it's something that I've never really had a management position. I've never had an authority position, and it's new and it's a quirky experience, to be honest. Sorry. And I've just been more focused on that. I'm still learning, which I'm still progressing, and I finally know how to close on my own. It's relatively easy now. My only challenge is to be more of an authority figure than a friend. That's one thing I struggle with, because I want to be that kind of manager that people can trust, but also have that sense of there's always a time and place for this stuff. The thing is, I don't know how to do that, and it's difficult, but, well, I'll learn. Something else that happened is, something happened between my dad and my older brother, Mikey, and I don't know why he dragged me into it. I had nothing to do with that shit, I'm letting you know right now. I just had nothing to do with it, and I said a lot of hurtful things to him, which I regret. It's not easy trying to understand one another. It's difficult. And when I said those hurtful things, he just wished me good luck on everything. At that moment, it was weird. I didn't know what to feel. And over the course of the time that I haven't talked to him, I've learned that nothing was his fault. And I was an idiot for getting involved. We're talking now. I'm trying my hardest to patch things up. I know it's not one of my, funny interactive videos, but I'll try to make it funny enough. You know, I don't even know, I'm not even funny. Anyways, besides all that, I've been just trying to focus more on me. Listening to a lot of reggae, just trying to have a good time. I wouldn't say I have a lot of friends, but the most important people will stick around, and if they don't, well, there's your answer, basically. So fuck y'all. And nah, on some real though, it's been a crazy couple months. I think it's been a couple months. I don't know when I... Has it been a couple months? Probably has. I don't know. Maybe. Anyways. Something else has been going on. I've been starting to rely on myself a little bit more and more each day. There's nothing really left. I just wanted to thank you guys for taking the time to listen. I've never really expressed this kind of material on my podcast. And I think it's In my 4 years of podcasting, I've never really shared something like this, but I feel comfortable doing it. Everything requires a change now and then, but your boy Nacho Stone don't stay the same. Wait. I might have worded that wrong. Alright, thank you guys for listening. This isn't going to be a short video. Casting. There's a podcast in here. And give me a few minutes to get ready for the intro. Yo guys, what's up? Welcome to another episode of The Ramp Productions. I'm your host, Nacho Stone. Let's get started. Alright, today we're going to be talking about facts about Cerberus. Cerberus is a Greek, is Cerberus in Greek mythology, the monster's watchdog of the underworld. He was usually said to have 3 heads, though the poet of Hebeus said he has 50. 50 heads, damn. Heads of snakes grew from his back. He had a serpent as for a tail. Already that is horrifying. Like, a serpent tail. Like, an actual... Ugh. The mother and father of Cerberus is Inchina and Typhon. We're both monsters resembling them, both of them with serpent manes and a dragon-like tail. So, Cerberus has a serpent tail, but the father has a dragon tail on that. Bound to the land of the dead, he guards River Sphinx, souls that escape and torment the rest for kicks. So he eats the souls that escape, and then he torments the rest for fun. Well, there's not really much to do in the underworld, so I see that. Cerberus' most potent ability is its looks. It has a mane of a snake, like I said, 3 heads, or 50, a tail with a living serpent, like I just said. He looks could be frightening many mortals and demigods, so he even frightened demigods. Shit. It is very large, ferocious, with sharp teeth that can slice flesh. Aww, sounds like a cutie. In some accounts, it was said that Cerberus has a poisonous bite. Not so cute anymore. Let's talk about the powers and abilities of this Cerberus. Strength. Cerberus has a great strength, allowing him to prevent souls from leaving the underworld. Multiple heads, enabling him to look several places at once and attack different opponents simultaneously. Immortality. As a mythological beast, Cerberus is functionally immortal. So there you go. Although he was normally a hellhound, Cerberus is not evil. He's not an evil, like, I want to say that. Cerberus isn't evil. He's a working dog. His job, once he was gifted to Hades, the god of an ancient Greek underworld, was to prevent any living beings from entering the realm of the dead and keep the dead from escaping. So, he's not evil. He's just a good dog. He's a good boy. The Cerberus has very few weaknesses, and one of his were very small. One was dug honey cake. When the Cerberus eats it, it becomes very calm and passive. Another weakness, it has music. Ophiuchus played his lyre. I don't know if I'm pronouncing any of these words right. I'm probably butchering them from my knowledge. Yeah. He fell asleep and let him pass. So, we know a little bit about Cerberus, which I love. This dog has... I think Cerberus is actually... I'm pretty sure it's in Harry Potter, right? So... In Harry Potter, Greek mythology is real. I don't even know where I was going with that. All right, it's my favorite part of my podcast, mythological storytelling. All right, this is a famous mythological story from Hesiod Theogony 310. The story of Hercules and Cerberus, the 12th and final labor. Our story goes along like this. The most dangerous labor of all was the 12th and final one. Eurystheus ordered Hercules to go to the underworld and kidnap the beast called Cerberus, or Kerberos. Theseus must have been sure Hercules would never succeed at this impossible task. I just want to make something clear. I am butchering these words, so please bear with me. The ancient Greeks believed that after a person dies, his or her spirit went to the underworld below and dwelled for eternity in the depths of the earth. The underworld was the kingdom of Hades, also called Pluto, and his wife Persephone. Depending on how a person lived his or her life, they might or might not experience never-ending punishment in Hades. All souls, whether good or bad, were descendant for the kingdom of Hades. Cerberus was a vicious dog or beast that guarded the entrance to Hades and kept living from entering the underworld of the dead. According to Apollodorus, Cerberus was a strange mixture of creatures. He had three heads of a wild dog, a dragon or serpent for a tail, the head of snakes all over his back. Hesiodus said that Cerberus had 50 heads that devoured raw flesh. Let me read one of his passages. A monster not to be overcome, and that many not be described. Let me read that again. A monster to not be overcome, and that may not be described. Cerberus, who eats raw flesh, the brass voice hound of Hades. 50 heads, relentless and strong. Hesiodus, Theogony 310. So you all know that Cerberus had a mother and father, but did you know that he also had siblings? Some very famous, some not so famous. Among the children attributed to this awful couple were Orpheus, or Othorus, the Hydra of Lerna, and the Chimerina. Orpheus was a hellhound, was two-headed hound which guarded the castle of Geryon. So, he guarded a cattle, and you know who took it. With the Chimerina, Orpheus fathered a numerous lion and a sphinx. The Chimerina was a three-headed, fire-breathing monster. Part lion, part snake, part goat. Hercules seemed to have a lot of experience dealing with his family. He killed Orpheus when he stole the cattle of Geryon and strangled the Nemirian lion. Compared to these unfortunate family members, Cerberus was actually rather lucky. Lerverus. Before making his trip to the underworld, Hercules decided he should take some extra precautions. This was, after all, a journey from which no mortal has ever returned. But he is a demigod, though. Hercules knew one of his kingdom's Hercules knew that one in the kingdom of Hades, he might not be allowed to leave or rejoin the living. A hero went to Eleithias and saw Eumolpheus, a priest who began to know and Eleusinius mysteries. The mysteries from sacred religion rites, which celebrated the myths of Demeter and her daughter Persephone. The ancients believed that those who learned the secrets of the mystery would have happiness in the underworld. After the hero met a few conditions of membership, Eumolpheus, I don't know how you pronounce that name, we're going to call him Eep. Eep initiated Hercules in the mystery. Hercules went to the place called Timurian in Lachiona. What the fuck are these words, man? Through a deep rocky cave, Hercules made his way down to the underwater. His encounter monsters, heroes, and ghosts. As he made his way through Hades, he even engaged in the wrestling contest. Then finally, he found Pluto and asked the Greek god for Cerberus. The lord of the underworld replied that Hercules could indeed take Cerberus with him, but only if he overpowered the beast with nothing more than his own brute strength. This is Hercules we're talking about. The sister of Athena. A weaponless Hercules set off to find Cerberus near the gates of Acherino, one of the five rivers of the underworld. Hercules encountered Cerberus. Undaunting, the hero threw the strongest arm around the beast, perhaps grasping all of his heads at once and wrestling Cerberus into submission. The dragon in his tail was a fierce, flesh-eating guard dog bit Hercules, but he did not stop. Cerberus had to submit to the force of a hero. And Hercules brought Cerberus to Eleusinius. Unlike other monsters that crossed the path of the legendary hero, Cerberus was returned safely to Hades, where he resumed guarding the gates to the underworld. Presumptuously, Hercules inflicted no lasting damage on Cerberus, except, of course, wounding his pride. Wow. I butchered so many words, and I am so sorry for that. But anyway, guys, thank you for tuning into this podcast. I really enjoyed it. I'm not going to promise something I don't keep, so in the next episode, guys, I'll be seeing you around. I'm your boy, Nacho Stone.